Let's now go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined on the phone by Caleb Silver, ABC News contributor and editor-in-chief of Investopedia. And certainly all eyes are on the potential for rising costs of goods, everything from coffee to cotton. And this is really difficult, not just for people on fixed incomes, for the entire population.
Oh, you better believe it. Prices rising everywhere you look. 5.4%. That was the rise in the consumer price index. That basically tracks the things we spend money on for the year. Year over year, that's the biggest rise, following the biggest rise last month. So it's month after month of higher prices. Gas up 42%. Bacon up 19%. Kids' shoes up 12%. Electricity 5%. So a lot of this is energy related. And a lot of this is the fact that there's just not enough labor out there. So we have these supply chain shortages. And we have a lot of demand on the part of consumers. Rising prices are going to eat into everybody's pocketbook at a time where sort of things are getting a little bit tight.
Yeah, and how long is this going to last? I know a lot of the supply chain issues, the Biden administration trying to work to help alleviate that, especially ahead of the holiday season. But, I mean, are we looking at continued months of back-to-back increases like we've seen over the past few?
They may slow after a couple of months, but I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon. So the Federal Reserve, our central bank, has said these are quote unquote transitory high prices because of those issues, supply chain, issues. We have ports that are clogged with ships out on the Pacific and out in China. We have not enough truckers who can truck those goods across country. So you have those issues, but you also have this surge in energy prices. And that's the bogeyman here. When energy prices go up, it's hard not to see those prices bleed into other products because it costs more to transport those products. Energy prices from natural gas, gasoline, oil, heating oil, those are all on the rise, and those don't show us any signs of abating. If we get a really cold winter, as you guys know, we can get one down there in Colorado Springs, things can get very expensive on the heating front, and I think that's what a lot of Americans are facing. Higher heating bills, higher fuel costs, higher gasoline prices, those eat into everything else you pay for.
Right, and there's no escape from it. I mean, because if people are on, fixed income, they're getting Social Security benefits or they have a pension. I mean, sometimes you can, make choices that will allow you to escape some of those price hikes, but you're talking about across the board.
Across the board, but there is good news for Social Security recipients. The Social Security Administration did raise COLA, the cost of living adjustment, to 5.9% for 2022. That's a pretty big deal, and that's the biggest rise in 39 years, guys. 5.9%. The average every year is about 1.7% going back for the past 10 years. So this is a pretty big jump, but it barely covers the rise in the price of goods and services, and that's where retirees, that's where people on a fixed income, that's where everyone, frankly, spends their money. So it helps a little bit for those folks. Everybody else, they're hoping for higher wages, but they're going to have to find ways to tighten the belt to make those ends meet.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see. And as you mentioned, that Social Security, it's raising up. It's a good raise, but hopefully it'll actually help meet a lot of those ends meet, because we know a lot of people on those fixed incomes are already struggling and trying to keep up as much as we can. Caleb, thank you so much for joining us and providing that insight.
My pleasure. Thank you.